kind of started this trend. He was an outstanding player for 2 years for the University of Alabama, first for Avery Johnson and then for Coach Nate Oates. And as we said, was the 13th overall pick just less than a year ago, really, because this has been so crazy. So Kyra Lewis Jr. now has been a rookie for the New Orleans Pelicans. And, you know, he's begun his journey in professional basketball. And as you said, Scott, we've been there along the way every step, and we've been honored to do that. I have a very good relationship with he and his family. And Kyra Lewis has been good enough to join us this morning on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. Kyra, welcome back to Huntsville and Madison County on Talking Ball 97.7 The Zone. You're with Drew
good
Yarn
morning,
and Scott
babe.
Tyson, man. How are you?
Good morning, Yarn. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Man, I gotta ask you, man. You just got done with a camp up there at Hazel Green.
Right.
Phenomenal camp, by the way. How many camps have you attended as a youth, and how different is it conducting a camp versus going through a camp?
Yeah, I can't remember how many camps I went through right off, but it's definitely different conducting one than rather being in one because, you know, you basically go from being one of the kids as having all the fun, like just having all the energy to being one of the coaches, making sure the kids having a good time playing with them. But at the same time, the kids got a lot of energy and they don't get tired. So it's definitely
Well, Kyra, let the listeners know, what was the thought process behind it? I know you brainstormed, I'm sure, with your family and, of course, your close friends and people that are still in your inner circle in Hazel Green. What was the thought process behind wanting to do this and give back to your community?
Really just give back. Meet kids, see the next wave of talent coming through wherever they're doing. And it's a day to have fun and hope the kids had a good day. Meet me and learn something in the game of basketball or life itself. Really, the main thing was giving back to my community the best way I could.
And you did that in a big way as well, presenting Hazel Green High School with a check for $25,000. That is an awful generous and an awful big way to give back to your community.
That was the pride we wanted to surprise my principal with. They still a lot in me from when I was going elementary all the way up to high school. So I just wanted to give them a nice gesture and gift them with a donation.
No doubt. That's a great gesture to Hazel Green basketball. We and the Trojans, I know, still mean a lot to you, and that just goes to show that. I've enjoyed the fact that you've been very active in your community and active back in your home state. I know you've been seen around at the University of Alabama as well. You were when I was down there with Huntsville High. We were there for Alabama's team camp. I know you were down there in Tuscaloosa. Talk about still being around Nate Oates' program and kind of now that you and Colin Sexton have restarted the NBA pipeline for Alabama. Talk about still being around your alma mater collegiately as well.
Just going around, like you said, being active, seeing the guys working out there. Just really having fun, like you said, about that team camp, seeing who they're recruiting and just seeing the next line that might come through. Just having a good time and being with the guys I was with a couple of years ago, just talking about old memories and seeing what's next, see how that's going to be this year coming up.
All right, the $25,000 check, not only the biggest surprise that you pulled out of the hat this week, talk about the biggest surprise that you may have conducted and you may have pulled off, the biggest secret that you may have pulled off. Let our listeners know what that might have been.
Surprising my parents with a home. They was already looking for one. Just moved from the one I had been at when we was younger. So I just feel like that was the best thing to surprise them with. Once again, I remember being younger and always saying if I made it to the pros that was one thing that I was going to do, and I was glad I was able to pull that one off.
How hard of a secret was that to try to keep?
It was real hard because my mom always wanted me to give her a hint on what it was. So, and then you got to do all the paperwork, and you don't want somebody to accidentally email it to her or my dad. It was real hard to pull off, but I'm glad that I finally pulled it off and got it through.
Yeah, and we, of course, Natasha and your father, Kyra Lewis, and you're such great people. And it was great seeing their reaction. And I know that was something, as you said, that was on your list of things that you wanted to take care of. But it's great to see that your family is also staying in this community as well. I know you guys are traveling. I know you're going out of town now and going to be, and that's just the way it is when you're in the NBA. There's a lot of time on the road, but that your family is still going to have roots here in your community, that's got to be a very proud thing for you and everybody involved.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Just staying close to the area, getting to my home there where I expect me to go out and being familiar territory and where they want to go, watch a couple of high school games, go back to Hazel Green and watch the game. It's really going to be good. And like you said, them being able to come down to New Orleans and watch games, but once I'm on the road, they still can stay at that house and watch games and just be up to date.
All right, let's break down that first year in the NBA. Take us through the ups and the downs of what was your rookie season with the Pelicans.
It was good. It was a really good lesson. Never get too high in the NBA and never get too low because you're going to go through ups and downs with a long season. Just keep getting better, staying in the gym, watch your film, make sure you take care of your body. The thing about it is you got older veterans in the league, so they're going to help you the whole season, as well as your coaches that might have played or didn't play and got experience with good players as well. So it was a good overall season. To come back for this next year, work on my game, and get ready for what's coming next.
Yeah, and it's got to be exciting. I know there was a big trade yesterday with the Pelicans in the NBA draft, and I know you learned a lot, I'm sure, from Drew, from Eric Bledsoe, former Alabama native himself from Parker High School, and he's a grizzled vet. He's another guy that plays the point position. But now with his trade, I know it gives you an even bigger opportunity. How excited are you for year two with New Orleans and to try to grow that role?
I'm excited. Like you said, just having the year under my belt, just learning what I learned from that year one and taking it to year two of what I can do and what I can't do. Just working the offseason, keep trying to get better, fixing my game from what I've seen in the first year. Just really been able to take advantage of the opportunity and have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. And
how hard was it not to – I mean, you are one of the best because you are playing in the NBA. How hard was it not to be a fan when you stepped on the court for that first time playing against LeBron James?
It wasn't hard, but it was one of those situations where you get on the court for like 10 seconds and just – realize that you're playing against somebody that you always admired and watched on TV. After the 10 seconds and you run up and down the court, it's just like playing against another basketball player that you played against in the past. So I wouldn't say it was hard, but just the first 10 seconds, you were just in a wild moment.
Yeah, no doubt. And Kyra, I know you. This is what you'd always dreamed of, reaching the highest level of professional basketball, which you have. You put in so much work to get to that point. How was the transition? Because with your skill set, you had the best first step I've ever seen in high school basketball here, and it translated very well to Alabama. You had a lot of success right away during your freshman year and, of course, built on that and were a really good fit for Nate Oates. How long did it take you from a skill standpoint to get comfortable playing NBA basketball night in and night out?
It took a while. You kind of get out there. I'm playing for a long time. You know, they know how to guard things. They know the details. So once I just honed in on these details and just took it rep by rep and watch film and, like I said, do what I can do and what I can't do, I just got more comfortable. And I feel like for my first and my second year, it's only going to help me with my pace and my game, and I just continue to get better.
Did it make it easier or tougher with no fans in the stands and it kind of being an empty arena to the start of the year? Now, at the end of the year, they were starting to have people in there, and I know your mom was fortunate, your family was fortunate enough to see some games early, being the limited fans. But did it make it easier trying to make that transition, or was it a little tougher?
It was kind of different playing with fans your whole life and then going to playing with no fans or little fans. But once you got there on the court, it was really like just playing the regular game. You locked in and just trying to do the best you can and get a win.
Yeah, and Kyra, last few minutes here with the former Hazel Green star and University of Alabama standout as he has finished his rookie year with the New Orleans Pelicans. I know, obviously, you're very excited for the future, but as we were saying, you know, for you, what was probably your favorite moment of your rookie season so far and your first voyage into the NBA?
Just matching up against all the top players in the NBA or anybody matching up in the NBA, just seeing how it was from a mental and physical standpoint, and really just having fun with it, because, like I said, it was my dream. It was my first year, and I didn't know what to expect. So just going night in and night out and seeing how the best players just competed, how your teammates worked on their game, what they did to get ready for each night.
And then you're with a young organization. I know you watched the Bucks win it with Giannis and Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday and those guys. You've got a young core with yourself, Brandon Ingram, of course, Zion. How much confidence does that give you guys as an organization that one day you could end up getting that Larry O'Brien trophy and bringing a championship down south to New Orleans?
It brings good confidence. Like you said, the Bucks started out young with their players. They just kept getting better and getting more experience. And now that they won the NBA championship, it kind of gives us some hope that we can follow in the same path.
Mm-hmm. All right, so when do you start going through everything? When does the process start? How much vacation do you finally get?
The vacation is over now. Vacation started with, like, right after the season ended. Now I'm back in the swing of things and just getting ready for next year. And I think training camp are sometime around, like, the end of September. So that's when everything starts back up for the next season.
Yeah, and it's a grind too. You always a lot. They always say you get better in the summer, and you've never had trouble being in the gym. Danny Anderson, your former coach, would tell us that he would give you the keys to the gym at Hazel Green. You would get shots up. Are you gonna work out a lot in New Orleans? What's kind of the next step for you?
Well, I've been working out in New Orleans downhill with my agency, so it really just varies. I know I'll be in New Orleans some, and probably be in different states wherever my agency takes me to work out at. So as far as where I'm going to be next, mostly New Orleans and wherever my agency is assigned to work out at.
Well, we're excited, man. I mean, and we're excited, too, for the New Orleans organization, because we know your future is very bright there, and you're going to continue to grow your role, which we know is going to continue to expand your game, and you're going to continue to climb the NBA ladder, which is historic for our area. We're very proud of you, man. So far, so good. Great rookie year. And, of course, really happy for your family and what you're able to do for your parents. But I know everyone is very excited about, you know, where things are going. And continued success. Stay healthy, my friend. And we always thank you for taking time to be back on with us and update our listeners on your journey. But we're very proud of you, Kyra, and thank you for the time this morning.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.